Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings, everyone. Greetings in the name of the Lord. Amen. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Your visionary and founder is Evangelist Annette Bradley. I am your co-host, Minister Emmanuel Hogue. Amen. We bring you greetings in the name of the Lord. Amen. We thank God for each one of you, amen, that are gathered together on the line tonight. Amen. Even by way of radio, Blog Talk Radio. We thank God for you. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network. Amen. Where everybody is somebody in the sight of God. We love you tonight. We give God all the praise. We give God all the glory. We just praise God for another day's journey that the Lord, he has kept us. And truly, we got so much to thank God for. God has been so good to us. In fact, he's been better to us than we have been to ourselves. And without God, we could do nothing. But with God, we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. Amen. We would like to say greetings to each and every one of you. Amen. We want you to know that you are most certainly welcome to the Prayer News Network, and we're glad to have you. We're glad, amen, that you came back again. Amen. For us to come together to lift up and magnify the name of the Lord. Amen. To all of our first-time listeners, amen. We want to, amen, introduce you to the Prayer News Network line. Amen. This is a line where you can just, amen, enjoy Jesus. Amen. Cast all your burdens on the Lord. Amen. If you need somebody to touch and agree with you in prayer, amen, this is what we're here for. If you're looking for a good word from the Lord, you sure will get that as well. So we just bless God for all things. We just give God all the praise. Amen. We would like to welcome, amen, once again, each and every one of you. We just thank God for, amen, life, health, and strength. We just thank God for his goodness and his mercy. We thank God for being a mighty good God that he is. Amen. A God that is able to do all things. And this is why we come to this line. This is why we're gathering. Amen. So that we could put our faith together. So that we can touch and agree. And the word of God lets us know that where one or two are similar, touching and agreeing, God said that he will be in the midst. And this is why we come together, amen, where somebody's faith may be a little weak, amen, other believers can stand in the gap, amen. We can pray the prayer of faith. We can believe God with you, amen, till your faith get built up enough for you to believe God for yourself, amen, because you have to believe God for yourself, amen. And we know that God, amen, he can do all things and he's willing and able to all do all things. Amen. So we just give an honor to each and every one of you. Amen. To our leaders tonight. We thank God for each one of our leaders. Amen. Even the leaders that are come to this line to just listen in as well and for support. Amen. We thank God for you. We appreciate your support. We appreciate your prayers. Amen. Knowing that, amen, this line, amen, is available to each and every one of us. And whatever we need, amen, God will meet our need. Amen. And we're looking for God to meet our need tonight. Amen. We bless God, amen, for, amen, amen, all the leaders, amen, for all of our forerunners, those that have went ahead of us and prepared the way, even instructed us in the way of holiness. Amen. We thank God for them. We thank God for, amen, our celestial, amen, Apostle S.T. James, amen, Mother James, amen. Thank God for them. Thank God, amen, for, amen, amen, Pastor Taylor, Mother Taylor, praise God for, amen, Apostle Higgins, amen, James, and all the other ones, amen, I may have not, amen, called their names, amen, God knows who they are, please forgive me, but we thank God for each and every one of them, amen, thank God, amen, for my leaders, amen, my bishop, my northern bishop, Bishop Jackson, my southern district bishop, Bishop and Mother Marshall, to my local pastor, amen, my covering, amen, Pastor Mark Hogues, amen, Lady Kalisa Hogues, amen. Thank God for them tonight. Amen. Thank God even for your leaders. Amen. The people that have been standing, amen, interceding and going to God in our behalf. Amen. So that we can be saved. So that we can be equipped. Amen. And have what it takes to get to heaven. Amen. It takes conversion. It takes sanctification. Amen. It takes the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. To get to heaven. Amen. There's no other way. We got to have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And that with the evidence of speaking in tongues in order for us to make it in to get to heaven. That's our ticket. Amen. The Holy Ghost is our ticket. Amen. To take flight out of here. Amen. When the Lord comes. Amen. Whether, amen, we be caught up to meet him when the trumpet sounds or, amen, he cracked the sky and we that are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall they ever be with the Lord. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm looking for that glorious day. Amen. Whether I be dead and gone in my grave or whether I still be alive, I don't know which one, but whatever way it should be, amen, I want to have that power. Amen. So when that first resurrection sound, amen, I'll be able to get up out of here. Hallelujah. And go on and be with the Lord. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. And one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years. And 1,000 years is as one day. Amen. I'm looking for that day. How about you? Amen. This is why we come to this line. This is why we're on this line. Amen. So that we can stay in contact with God. Amen. So we just bless God tonight. We praise God for all things. Amen. We thank God for all of our Blog Talk Radio listeners. We thank God for you as well. Amen. They're calling from, amen, various, amen, countries and nations of the world. Amen. We thank God for all four corners of the world being represented. Amen. We thank God, amen, India, China, amen, the Virgin Islands, Bahamas, South Africa, amen, Uganda, Hades, amen, just so many places, amen, Italy, amen, that are represented, amen, on this prayer line. We thank God for you tonight. Amen. We pray, amen, that you be blessed tonight. Amen. And we most certainly know that, amen, you're going to be blessed because God does not send his word out for nothing. Amen. There's always something in the word of God, amen, for you and I to take hold of. So we praise God tonight. We glorify God. Amen. People of God, we want to, amen, remind you that this broadcast, amen, this is a live recorded broadcast. Amen. So, amen, if you desire a copy of tonight's, amen, broadcast, at the end of the program, we will give you two numbers that you can text us, amen, to request a copy of tonight's broadcast. And if there's any other broadcast that you may not have chance had chance to hear or you want a copy of, please let us know, amen, and we'll do the best we can, amen, to retrieve that, amen, broadcast for you, amen, and get it to you, amen, as soon as possible. So we just praise God for all things, amen. I want to just remind you, amen, please make sure your phones are on mute, amen, because we want to continue to keep the spirit of excellency on this line, amen. We want to continue to keep the spirit of excellency on this line, amen, so that there will be no distractions or disturbance, amen, during the broadcast and when the word of God is coming forth. Amen. We want everybody to be able to hear the word of God. Amen. So they won't miss, amen, what the Lord is saying unto the church. Amen. So we just bless God. We praise God for all things. Amen. We thank God for, amen, our speakers that have been coming forth on this line, amen, and nightly. Amen. We thank God for the prayer. Amen. The prayer sessions that we've been having. Amen. We just thank God for this platform. Amen. We thank God for the testimony times that, amen, we have and all the glorious testimonies that we hear. Amen. From the result of this prayer line and what God is doing in each one of your lives. Amen. We just grateful. We rejoice with you. Amen. The Bible says rejoice with them that do rejoice. Amen. And people of God, we are rejoicing with you. Amen. We hear, amen, of deliverance. When we hear of healing that has taken place, amen, after the prayer of faith has been prayed, amen. We are rejoicing right along with you. Amen. Why? Because we know, amen, it is the Spirit of God, amen, that did the work. Amen. So tonight we just thank God. We thank God for our speaker on tonight. Amen. So we're not going to prolong the time. Amen. Once again, we want to remind you that this is a live recorded broadcast. Amen. You can get a copy of this broadcast. Amen. Following the end of the program, we will give you two numbers, amen, that you can text. Amen. We're going to ask you if you please take a moment, amen, and text someone. Amen. We're going to ask you that you would take a moment, amen, and text a few people. Let them know that the Prayer News Network is on live. Amen. Please text somebody. Invite them to the Prayer News Network. Amen. Whether they be a first-time visitor to the prayer line or if they have been before, please compel them to come, amen, to hear what the Lord has to say unto his people tonight. Amen. So we just bless God. We just thank God for all things. Amen. We're going to, amen, soon go into prayer. Amen. We're going to ask you to, amen, turn your hearts and minds towards the Lord. Hallelujah. Turn your hearts and minds towards the Lord. Amen. Psalm 66 and 18. Amen. As our, amen, visionary and founder always instruct us, we cannot go to God any kind of way. We must come to God with a pure heart, with a clean heart. Amen. So how you do that? Amen, by confessing, acknowledging, and repenting. Amen, amen, getting it clear, getting everything straight with the Lord. Amen, so that our prayers, amen, won't be hindered. Amen. So we're going to pray. And amen. We're going to even sing this song, amen, before we go in prayer. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour, Lord, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Do anybody else feel that way tonight? Amen. Let's say it one more time. Amen. If you really mean it, say it with your heart unto the Lord. This is a prayer. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. Lord, I come to, I come to thee. Amen. Let us pray tonight. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Father God, we thank you for your love and your compassion. Oh, God, we thank you for your grace tonight. We thank you for your son, Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just praise you. We glorify you. Oh, God, we lift you up tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, we love you tonight, God. Oh, God, because you first loved us, God. Oh, Lord, we give you glory tonight, God. Oh, God, we give you honor tonight, God. All the praise belong unto you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, we pray that you will look on us tonight, God. Oh, Father God, we pray, oh, God, that you will touch us tonight, even that we come and gathered in your name, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for a miracle tonight. God, we pray for a blessing tonight. Oh, God, and after we pray tonight, we expect tonight. Oh, God, we come with expectation, God. We're expecting great things of you tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray that you examine our hearts, God. We pray you examine our minds tonight. Oh, God, see if we be found in the faith. Oh, God, see if we be found in your will tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, wash us in your blood. Lord, make us whole tonight. Oh, God, cleanse us through and through. Creating us a clean heart. Lord, renew the right spirit within us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, move everything, God. Oh, God, that's standing in our way tonight. Oh, God, everything that's in our life tonight. Oh, God, that's not like you. We ask you to move it tonight, Lord. Oh, God, remove it from us tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, remove the thorn tonight, God, if it be in your will. But if it's not your will to remove it, we know your grace is sufficient, in the mighty name of Jesus. And your strength is made perfect in weakness. Oh, Jesus, you know our weakness tonight. You know how frail we are, Lord. You know how much we can bear tonight. Oh, Jesus, we pray right now, God, that you will reach down from heaven, and touch with your finger of love. Oh, Jesus, touch this old heart of mine tonight. Touch this old mind tonight. Touch this old body tonight. In the name of Jesus, cause our body tonight to line up to the word of God. Oh, Jesus, bring us under subjection tonight. Bring our minds in tonight, God. Oh, Lord, move. Lord, move tonight. Move by your spirit tonight, Lord. Move in signs and wonders, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now, Lord, that you lift heavy burdens, God. Those that may have come to this light tonight, burden down, God. We pray you will lift the burden. Oh, God, lighten the load tonight. Work it out for them, Jesus. Whatever the problem is, situation is. We pray tonight, Lord, that you'll fix it. Oh, God, fix it tonight. Fix it for your people, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray your will tonight. Let your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Lord, give us this day our daily bread. In the name of Jesus, give us what we need tonight. Lord, feed us. Feed us your word, Lord. We need your word. We need your word, Lord. One word from you will change our situation. One word from you can change our mind thinking tonight. Oh, Jesus, we believe on you tonight. As the scripture has said, but Lord, we're asking you tonight, help our unbelief tonight, any elements of doubt tonight. Oh, God, we pray you remove it tonight. Remove all doubt tonight. Remove all fear tonight. Remove all negativity tonight. In the name of Jesus, save, Lord. Oh, God, save on this line tonight. Oh, God, save. Save to the utmost. Save your people from our sins. You said she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Oh, God, save us tonight. Save us from our sins, Lord. Save us till we walk right. Save us till we talk right. Lord, save us till we live right. Every day of our lives, help us to live holy. Oh, God, help us to be holy, for you are holy, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, send deliverance to them that are bound tonight, Oh, God, those that are bound by the enemy tonight, those that are bound and shackled in their minds, we pray you will liberate them, break every chain tonight, loose every shackle tonight, destroy that yoke tonight, destroy that stronghold, that's on somebody's life tonight, make Satan behave, make Satan take his hands off, make Satan loose them in the name of Jesus. Hey, God, loose that man tonight. Loose that woman tonight. Loose that boy and that girl tonight. Loose that drug addiction tonight. Loose that alcohol demon tonight. Loose that cigarette demon tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you set them free tonight. Bind up that spirit of suicide. In the name of Jesus, breathe on us tonight. Lord, breathe the breath of life. Cause us to live tonight. We shall live and not die to declare the works of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you're not through with us yet. You still have more work for us. You still have more in store for us in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us not to be weary in well-doing for a due season. We shall reap and we faint not in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you tonight. Oh, God, we praise you tonight. Oh, God, we love you because you first loved us. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart, let it be accepted in our sight. Oh, God, receive our praise tonight. Oh, God, receive our worship tonight. Let it be real tonight. Everything that we do in Jesus' name, let it be real tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Move all hypocrisy. Move all pretense. Oh, God, we come empty tonight. We empty ourselves before you tonight. Oh, God, that you may fill us. Oh, God, fill our cups tonight. Let it run over. Fill us, oh, God, with joy. Fill us with the Spirit of God. Fill us with the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, restore today, God. Restore somebody's health tonight. Restore somebody's joy tonight. Oh, God, somebody has lost their joy. Oh, God, somebody has lost their peace of mind. Oh, God, Father, we pray tonight for restoration. We pray you restore back unto your people, huh? Everything that the enemy has took and stole from them, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we believe you tonight. Oh, God, we trust you tonight, God. We trust you with the keeping of our soul tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you know what to do. You know how to fix it. You know how to move in our behalf. Turn things around for us, God. Turn things in our favor tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you said they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. Oh, God, tonight we come with a hunger. We come with a thirst tonight, God. Oh, God, desiring that you will feel it tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we believe you tonight. Oh, God, we trust you. We take you at your word. Oh, God, continue to remember your people, oh, God. Oh, God, even those, oh, God, that may be going through in their body tonight. Oh, God, you are a healer for both body and souls, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you are a doctor in the sick room. You are a lawyer in the courtroom, huh? You are a friend, oh, God, when we need a friend. Oh, God, you are a friend that stick you closer to any brother, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, remember those even, oh, God, that may be suffering from COVID tonight. Oh, God, those, oh, God, that are fighting for their life, we pray that you will breathe the breath of life into them. Breathe into their nostrils tonight. Breathe into their lungs, God, in the name of Jesus. Cause, oh, God, the air and the oxygen to circulate through their body, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know that you're able, Lord. Oh, God, you can do it tonight. Oh, God, all you got to do is shine your light tonight. Shine, oh, God, smile on us tonight. Oh, God, cause your face to shine upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we love you. We glorify you. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, God, for our chosen speaker of this night. We thank you for your chosen vessel, God, the one that shall bring forth your word tonight. We pray, oh, God, that you will bless your messenger right now. We pray, oh, God, that you will anoint and re-anoint your messenger, God, with your free spirit. Oh, God, send that fresh anointing up. Oh, God, send that fresh oil, God. Let that fresh oil run down from the head all the way down to the soles of the feet. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, send a renewing tonight. Send a freshening of your spirit, God. Refresh your people tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know you wait. We know you have the power. Renew the strength tonight. They that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. Oh, God, we're waiting on you tonight. Oh, God, we're waiting. We can't do nothing till you come. Oh, God, renew our strength tonight. Help us to run on in Jesus' name and see what the end's going to be. Oh, Father God, we bless you. We glorify, we praise you. Oh, God, look on our leaders tonight. Oh, God, look on this nation. Look on this society, God. You told us to pray for them that are in government. You told us to pray for them, oh, God, that are in leadership. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on all of those that are in leadership, God. Oh, God, in the spirit realm and in the natural realm. Remember them, God. Oh, God, help them, oh, God, even in the White House. Help them, oh, God, even in the government to make the right decisions, to make the right choices, God. Call them to do what's right. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, turn that evil heart, God, and give them a heart of flesh. Give them a heart of compassion, a heart of love, and a heart of concern. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know that you're able. We know you got the power. Oh, God, most of all, our life is in your hands. Oh, God, you got the whole world in the palm of your hand. In the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father God, we're in your hands, and no man is able to pluck us out. And we thank you for it. We praise you for it. We give you the glory tonight. Oh, Father God, we bless you. We praise you. We thank you, oh, God, for what you're about to do. We thank you in advance for what's going to take place on this line tonight. We thank you for the deliverance that's going to come forth. Oh, God, we thank you for the healing that's going to be received in the bodies tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the breakthrough. Hallelujah. Thank you for the breakthrough. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we count it done. Oh, God, this prayer we pray. Thank you for hearing us, for we know that thou always hears us when we pray. So, Father God, we thank you for hearing our prayer. We thank you for answering every petition. Oh, God, we pray right now that you have your way. Continue to move on this line. Let everything be done decently and in order for your name and for your will and for your glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and bless God. Amen. Come on, let's bless the Lord right there where we are. Come on, let's bless the Lord right there where we are tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless God tonight. Amen, we praise God for all things. Amen, we love the Lord because he first loved us. Amen, are you glad to be saved tonight? Amen, are you glad to be saved tonight on the Lord's side? Are you glad to be living for the Lord? Amen, it's been worth having the Lord in my life. Amen, I'm satisfied. Amen, with Jesus Christ. Now, I praise God for all things tonight. People, God, we thank God for you. Amen. We want to say to those that, amen, have come in, we welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We welcome you, amen, to the Prayer News Network. And truly tonight, God has great things in store for us, for his people. Amen. So we thank God, amen, for our speaker on tonight. Amen. That's going to come forth. Amen. In the person of, glory be to God, Evangelist Rochelle Holmes. Amen. We thank God for our speaker tonight. It's going to be Evangelist Rochelle Holmes. Amen. From Full Gospel Tabernacle Church of God in Christ. Amen. In Hinesville, Georgia. So we bless God, amen, for our speaker tonight. Amen. And at this time, we're going to, amen, introduce to you and present to others, amen, our speaker, amen, for tonight. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist, amen, Rochelle Holmes. You have the platform. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, man of God. Praise the Lord, everybody. I greet you all, PNN, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is always a joy to just come before the saints and friends of the Most High God to minister his word, the Logos word that is a lamp unto our feet and it's a light unto our path. We honor our Daddy God. We honor the visionary, Evangelist Annette Bradley and the entire advisory board. We honor God for our moderator on tonight. I would like to give honor to my pastor, Bishop Designee A.D. Shaw, and to my First Lady, Missionary Shaw, and to every caller that's on the line, every friend that I'm not aware of that's on the line, and everyone that has joined in, whether it's through radio or through call, whether you go join us on YouTube or whatever it is, God bless you. And if you don't mind, let's go to the throne of grace. Amen. And let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen and amen. Well, if you have your Bibles or you have your laptops or whatever device you use for the word, let's go to the book of Exodus, the Old Testament, Exodus, the third chapter. I will read three verses of Exodus, beginning at 19 and end at verse 21. The book of Exodus, 19, the verses 19 through 21. I will be reading the Amplified Classic Edition, so it may just read a little different than yours. And the word of God for the people of God. And I know that the king of Egypt will not let you go unless forced to do so. No, not by a mighty hand. So I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in it. And after that, he will let you go. Verse 21, and I will give this people favor and respect in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall be that when you go, you shall not go empty-handed. I would like to call your attention to verse 21, clause B, when it says that shall be that when you go, you shall not go empty-handed. And if I was to use for a topic for this focus word, It would simply be, don't go out empty-handed. Amen. Don't go out empty-handed. I just stopped by PNN to remind some and to present to others that you will not come out of this thing empty-handed. I know you're weary. I know that you have in the past came out empty. But I decree and declare on this night, February the 27th, 2021, at 9:30 p.m., that is sealed in heaven and on earth, that you will no longer come out empty-handed. You have toiled too long. Your mind has been messed up. Some have tried to commit suicide. Some have even thought about homicide. You have had witches and warlocks to try to destroy your name. Thought you were lost your mind in the midst of it. But you survived every evil spoken word, every hateful comment. And I stopped by to tell you, don't leave out empty-handed. Amen. Now, I would like to call your attention to the book of Genesis. Genesis 15, it's going to be paraphrased, where in Exodus, God had already revealed the plan in Genesis. He told Abraham around the 15th chapter, around verses 13 and 14, he told Abraham, listen to me. You know of a surety that your seed is going to be a stranger in a land. And he told Abraham, he said, listen, they're going to afflict them. And he gave the time frame. He said it's going to happen for 400 years. And he said, but the nation that whom they shall serve, he said, what's going to happen is I'm going to judge them. Yeah, they're going to be afflicted. Yeah, they're going to have to serve them. They're going to have to serve out their time. He said, but He said, I will judge. And after the judgment, after I judge them, that they will come out with great substance. Good God Almighty. Wait. You mean to tell me that the God of gods and the King of kings, he said, I'm going to judge them? Oh, yeah. He said, I'm going to judge them. And so that lets you and I know tonight that the same folk who has tormented you and has teased you and that are adult bullies, that he said, you don't have to touch them. You don't have to put your mouth on it. He said, as Romans 12 and 19, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. So God made an agreement. And can I tell you this, that he never, ever, ever goes back on his word? If he said it, he going to do it. So let's check this out. 15 of Genesis 13 verse B clause amplified said that they will be slaves and they will be afflicted and they will be oppressed. What I love about this is that the God of God, he reveals things. See, a lot of times we have prophets who come and they prophesy, I give you houses that you didn't build. Yes, you'll be blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed when you come and blessed when you go. They'll come at you one way and they'll flee at you seven ways. But they don't tell you that there is a process you're going to have to go through. And I'm glad that God knows everything, every single detail, every minute situation. He knows what we're going through. It's been written down in history. So what we need to do is never, my friend, never, my brother and my sister, never get it twisted, that the very hairs on your head are numbered. Luke 12 and 7 lets us know this, and it lets us know that we're valuable and that he cares for sparrows. So you know that if he cares for the sparrow, he will care for you and I. And some of you think that he has forgotten about you. Tell you, he hasn't. He hasn't forgot about you. He knows the date that you went in that trial. He knows the expiration date. He knows your name. And I am encouraging you to learn to prophesy over yourself, that no fire can burn you, no battle can turn you, no mountain can stop you. And we got to declare this thing because he knows your name, because you're walking in victory, because your power, God, is within me, that no giant can defeat me because he holds your name. He knows your name. He knew that Pharaoh was going to desire to free, to bind them and not pay them. He knew that. He knew that Pharaoh was going to afflict, and he knew that he was going to oppress. Because, let's check this out. To afflict means to cause pain. It means suffering, pain or suffering. And the synonym is trouble. It means to bother, it means to burden, it means to distress, it means to harass. Yeah, does that sound familiar? Does that sound like some people that you know? Uh-huh. And he said, not only will he afflict you, he gonna oppress you. And to oppress means to be crushed or burdened by abuse of power. Is this, that he recognized the pain. He recognized it. Why? Because Isaiah 53 and 7 says that he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. See, he's not like us. You know, we'll go into groaning and we'll go into moaning, but we have to empower ourselves through the Holy Ghost, that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead abides on the inside of us. And that same power will allow us to go through the process. And can I tell you that the thing that qualifies great possession is great affliction? Many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. And if the truth be told, many times we leave out empty-handed because we don't want to go through the process. We have children, and we don't want them to go through the process. We don't want them to lack like we lack. We don't want them to deal with the things we deal with. But what we forgot is the best way to teach survival skills is you have to survive. David became a skilled warrior by surviving the bears and the lion. And that prepared David to battle the Goliath. And many of us have a Goliath, honey, in the 21st century that wants to come after us. Oh, God. But I need you to tell you that it's from the cradle to the coffin that affliction will knock on your door. Knock, knock. Who's there? It's me. It's affliction. It's Mr. Affliction. It's Sister Affliction. It's me. It's me. But we don't want to go through affliction. Okay. Listen. Okay. I was born in the 60s, the early 60s. And somebody say don't leave out empty-handed. Yeah, back in the day, the doctors, what they would do when a baby was born, they would slap the baby's bottom, So why did they do that? Because the baby spent 9 months in amniotic fluid, and so their lungs were full, their airways were, and their lungs had to be cleared out of fluid. And so in order to help the baby to survive, they wanted the baby to take their first breath by spanking the baby to clear the airway so that it could stimulate the baby. And so in the natural, so in the spirit, some of you will wonder why you're going through this and that. It's because he's allowing a spiritual spanking. There are million-dollar ideas inside of you that will only be produced and birthed out of you is if you go through assimilation. So he has to allow you to be uncomfortable in that dead-end job. He wants to give you better. So it seems like sabotage is happening, but it's really not happening. It's because he wants to free you from it. And can I give you a newsflash? Some of you are giving CPR to a dead situation. My sister in the faith said that. She posted, I said, I gotta write that down. Because many of us, we're dealing with pharaohs and that are in our lives. The situation is dead, and God wants to free us. He does not want us to resurrect that thing. And so he will allow the toxic relationship that you're in, he allow a spanking, pat, to get you out of it. You're walking on eggshells. You're trying not to say the wrong thing. It's toxic, and you don't want to leave it. But I stopped by to tell you that you're riding an emotional roller coaster with a person that's in control because they want you to be empty-handed. But my friend, let it go. Let it go. Wave the white flag. I know you want a friend, but what a friend we have in Jesus. Let Jesus be your friend. Don't you leave empty-handed. Leave whatever is left of you and go out. So God is in the process of Exodus, of using a man by the name of Moses. Moses' name means drawn out of water. He used an ordinary man. He used a man that in the eyes of human wasn't qualified. Moses was the first person in the Bible to be adopted. Moses had to eat at a table. You talk about emotional abuse. He had to be fed and clothed and at the best. He had good schools by the very person that put a hit out on the babies. Who would do that? But God was allowing Moses, teaching him a lesson that God would make your enemies your footstool. Moses, an ordinary man, had a speech impediment. Moses was a murderer. Moses was a fugitive. And the next time you feel unqualified to be used by God, remember this, tends to recruit from the pit and not the pedestal. So Moses found himself on the run, and Moses was on the mountain, and he was shepherding his father-in-law's sheep, and Moses had fleed a time, you know, let's exegesis this. Okay, Moses had fleed from Egypt because some trouble had happened, and so he was living another life. He didn't get any more trouble. 40 years has passed, and Moses happens to be in the right place at the right time. Moses happened to see a burning bush, and the struggle was real. Listen, the struggle was real. His emotions were all over the place, I can imagine. God and that bush had commissioned what man didn't deem as worthy. And God was sending him back to a place that he left. Andre Crouch said, "Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, to a place where I first received you." So what about you? Have you ever been asked to go back to a place that you've forgotten? Yeah, you said, "Oh, I'm never going back there." But sometimes God will send us back. Who am I talking to tonight? I'm reminded of a true story of a little girl. Somebody said, "Don't leave out empty-handed." Yeah, a little girl. The little girl has given me permission to share her story. She was about 3 years old. She was playing outside her apartment, and a male neighbor somehow got hold to her and took her inside of his apartment. The man put her in a crib. And the story goes that he began to fondle the little girl. He began to take her clothes off. And what I found strange, that no one called or looked for a three-year-old little girl. All the while, this man was having his perverted way with this poor little girl. She said that suddenly she felt this warmth over her. She didn't understand it. She did, and these are her language. She thought, why is he peeing on me? But little did she realize, until she became an adult, that it wasn't urine. It was something else. What happened with the little girl is she had to go back in her prayer closet. And the Holy Spirit spoke to her, and he said, "I want to heal you." Now, she was well known in the community. She had a good job. She was married. She had children. And the Holy Spirit said, "I want to free you. I want to deliver you." She didn't understand. What, free me from what? But this little girl has some broken places. And she has some broken pieces. God can heal your broken heart, but you just have to be willing to surrender all the broken pieces. So the question on the floor was, is there a bomb in Gilead? In that prayer closet, that little girl learned that there is a bomb. In Gilead, the little girl's name was me. I am that little girl. I allowed the Holy Spirit to go into my heart and to mend the broken piece. I gave him everything, every hurt, every pain, everything that has ever, every touch that I've ever experienced, I gave it to him. My brother and my sister, Moses had to go back. He was delivered at the burning bush, and all of us have to have a burning bush experience. The burning bush is the place that we are free. The burning bush is a place that we're delivered. A burning bush is our commission, where he wants us to go, how he wants us to go. That we all have to have a burning bush. And I know you're thinking, but I'm not qualified. Listen, he doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the call. Israel was about to come into the promise of great substance, that they have mentally been shackled. They have been suffering physically and emotionally. They have been sweating from hard labor, but God was about to give them the mother load. But they were being oppressed. They was being oppressed by a man called Pharaoh. He oppressed them, and the more that he tried to afflict them, the greater Israel became. They were like baby kids. They wouldn't die. They multiplied. But guess what? The same man that God was about to use to free them was supposed to be dead. Mm. But God used two women, yeah, two midwives. And tonight I serve as a spiritual midwife. He used Shapora and he used Pua. Uh-huh. He wanted them to kill him, and they said, oh, no. And I don't know what the enemy has used to try to kill you, but I stopped by to tell you there is life. Don't you leave out empty-handed. Little did Shapora and Pua know that the man that they were saved was a little boy by the name of Moses. And Moses was the seed that God would use to plant to get the job done. And I wage war tonight on the Moses in your little boy and to your man of God. I wage war in the name of Jesus that there is a Moses inside of them, and that God will see and God would hear. There are three words in, look at the first three words in the word seed. The seed, Moses was a seed. Look at the three words, the S-E-E-C. The enemy is after your seed. He's after your perception. He's after your identity. And where there's no vision, the people perish. He's after your vision. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall what? See God. Many of you, or many of us, are leaving empty-handed because we don't see it. Because we don't see it, we don't believe it. But he wants you to have faith in him, that he's going to deliver you. Do you remember Samson and Delilah in the book of Judges 16? Did you guys remember that? I don't have time. Read it at your leisure. But the enemy constantly sought an opportunity to find out Samson's weakness. He kept going after his weakness. But they failed to realize that Samson became weak long before the locks was cut off his hair. Samson's life was unraveled through the corner of his eyes because Samson didn't see it. And let me sidebar this. My sister, let me share this nugget with you, that if you are dealing with a man that's attracted to Delilah, he won't understand your value because there is a Deborah and an Esther inside of you that the enemy has tried to blind and doesn't want you to see. Cut your losses. In Judges, we find several statements in Judges 14 and in Judges 16. Samson saw a woman. He said, I've seen a woman. I want a woman. The man that was known for his strength was brought to his knees because he saw what he saw, he yielded to. And when the enemy finally subdued him by cutting off his hair, the first thing he went after in Samson was his eyes. The enemy is after your eyesight. But can I tell you that I'm so glad that God is a God of a second chance? When Samson's eyes were removed by his enemy, he did more in his blindness than he ever did in his sight. And may I add this, he saw more of God in his blindness than he ever did with his sight. My friend, Moses was the seed, that seed. And the Bible says that God was willing to give favor and respect in the sight of the Egyptians. Can I tell you that the thing that qualifies a person for great favor is great tests? They were at the end of their test. Don't come out empty-handed. And at that point, they didn't have one thing to show for it. because they had worked all those years for nothing. But can I tell you that God was coming to see about them? And he was coming to free them because he is the God who sees. He sees you. He hears you. He hears your pain. And the lessons that we learned centuries ago still apply to us today. Why should we go through tests and trials only to come out on the other side with nothing to show for? I know children of Israel were afraid, but God was going to bless them to see it. He was a blessing. Still, and about to release the motherlode. God was about to honor his word that he gave to Abraham, their forefather. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he was about to give them. Now, write this down for any note takers. Exodus 3 and 22. Underline the word borrow in the King James Version. And write in the margin, payment for slavery. Yeah. Uh-huh. See, Deuteronomy 15, 12 through 18 said that they were supposed to be repaid. And what I like about it is that God used not only the midwives, but guess who he used to get that mother load? He used women. Somebody shout, give me my stuff back. Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah, yeah. Say, I want it back. I want it back. Yeah, uh-huh, I want payback for everything that the devil stole from me. See, every woman, he told every woman, go solicit. Go to your neighbor. He said, go get articles of silver. Go get the gold. Nah, don't worry about no fake stuff. I need you to get the real stuff. Matter of fact, go get the clothes. Go. So get stuff for your children. Get stuff for your sons and your daughters. And the Bible says that he promised to strip the Egyptians of what belonged to them. Why? Because the very wealth that had been built on the hunchback of Jewish slaves. Somebody say, I want my stuff back. Let me tell you, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violence taketh by force. And tonight, we getting our stuff back. We getting our joy. We getting our peace. We getting our love back. You done hated folk for so many years. You hated your abuser. Get your stuff back. You hated life. Go get your stuff back. I want it all back. Yes, I want it back. I want payback. Hallelujah. And can I tell you in my closing that over 2,000 years ago, Jesus ensured that we leave the earth empty-handed. He ensured that by the way of a bloody cross. And since Jesus is the only sinless person who ever lived, he is the only person who does not owe the debt of sin. Uh-huh. If I had $100 in my pocket and you and I both had been kidnapped, and they said, if you give the $100 each, I'll release you, it couldn't happen because I could only pay my $100 debt for me. But guess what? Hallelujah. Jesus paid the debt, the debt for you and the debt for me. The songwriter said Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin have left a crimson stain, but he washed it white as snow. Yeah. Oh, yes. And we ought to praise it. We ought to praise it for that because we don't owe the debt. It's the blood that was shed paid the debt. Yes, God, the blood, praise him, hallelujah, Jesus is the only one, the only God, the conqueror of death, the King of kings, the sacrificial lamb. He died on the cross Ah, yes, and if truth be told, yes, it should have been me. It should have been you that was there hanging on the cross. All of the shame and all of the scars. Yes, God, it should have been the stains that were washed, but he washed it. Ah, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, it's the blood. Oh, precious blood. Let me ask you, do you want your debt paid tonight? But the scripture says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And I don't care how good you are. We all have or had a sin debt. Sin wants to kill you, just like it did those little boys in Exodus. Then the Bible says that the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life, Romans 6:23. So if you are tired of the way you're living, if you're tired, and you said, I just want Jesus, I've tried everything else, press star 6. Press star 6. If tonight you want this Jesus who was willing to die for your sins and my sins, come on over. Come on over to the place where Jesus loves you. He loves you. Jesus is coming back. He's coming back. The Bible says no man knows the day or the hour when he's going to come back, when he's going to return. We don't know. But whatever we do, we don't want to leave out empty-handed. To go to a place called hell. Hell was not made for us. People get angry and talk about what kind of God was sent his child to hell. He don't sin. It is a choice. It's a choice. We have to choose. Choose life. Choose death. Jesus is life. Satan is death. Choose ye this day whom you gonna serve. Which one? Which one you want? The choice is yours tonight. Will you come? Press star 6. Amen. Press star 6. Amen. All right. So silence. Lisa said that everyone on the line apparently has accepted him as Lord and Savior. So the next appeal is to those who are hurting, those who were like me, that was their face, those just awful things that happen in your life, and you're tired of dealing with it. You're tired of depression. You're tired feel a low self-esteem. You're tired of going through. You're tired of loving a person and they're not loving you back. And you just need strength. And you say, Evangelist Rochelle, can you pray my strength of the Lord? I'm tired. I'm weary. I'm wounded. When you come, press star 6. Amen. Amen. But now the house is in the hands of our dear brother. Father, thank you for your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We're going to turn the house back into the hands.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. Thank God for the word. Amen. Thank God for the word of God tonight. Amen. God, amen. He left us something to think about. How are you going to come out of your storm? Are you going to come out victorious, or are you going to come out defeated? Amen. The word of God told us tonight, don't come out empty. Amen. After all that we have going through, amen, make it worth the while. Come out with the victory. Come out shouting. Amen. Saying I have been redeemed, amen, by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. I have been delivered, amen, by the power of God. Amen. Even, amen, as the prayer, amen, the prayer of salvation was being called, even a prayer of healing. Amen. And even though we got no response, I begin to think about the message. Don't come out empty. Amen. You have an opportunity to receive Christ. You have an opportunity tonight to receive salvation. Amen. Don't let this moment pass you by. Why choose to come out empty-handed when you could become, when you could come out full of life and have life eternity? Amen. So we bless God tonight for the word. Amen. Coming through. Amen. Evangelist. Amen. Rochelle Holmes. Amen. We appreciate you. Amen. Making yourself available. Amen. For the master's use. And one thing about it, we heard the word tonight, and the word of God is going to take root into our hearts. Amen. We heard the word tonight. Amen. It's something for us to think about. Amen. How are we coming out? Amen. The word of God said, don't come out empty-handed. Amen. But what choice are you going to choose tonight? What choices are you going to make tonight? Amen. To keep from coming out empty-handed. Are you going to be determined? Amen. Are you going to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life? Amen. Are you going to be, amen, in your mind, amen, like the woman with the issue of blood? If I can but touch the hem of his garment, I know I shall be made whole. Amen. Are you going to be determined tonight to come out with the victory? Amen. So we just bless God, amen, tonight for the word and amen for our, amen, speaker, amen, the woman of God. We say, amen, certainly appreciate you. We enjoyed the word tonight. Amen. I tell you, it was something to think about. And I tell you, amen, we got to be determined more than ever. And that we're not going out like this. We're not going out, amen, without a fight. We're not going out, amen, amen, letting the enemy take us down. Amen. But if I die, let me die in the army of the Lord. And just as Esther said, if I perish, let me perish. I'm going to see the King. Amen. So we just thank God tonight, amen, for the word of God. And thank God for the prayer, the invitation to Christ. Amen. The prayer offering, amen, of any, amen, special prayer request. We thank God. Amen. Now is our opportunity, people of God. Amen. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Don't put off today, amen, what you can. Don't put off tomorrow for tomorrow what you can do today. Today is the acceptable time. Today is the day of salvation, saith the Lord. Amen. So we just thank God for the word of God. And we want to remind you that you can get a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. By texting, we're going to give you two numbers. Amen. The first number that we're going to give you, if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, the first number is 912-257-3918. I will repeat that once again. This is if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast. You can text area code 912-257-3918. Or you can text 678-608-7234. And I will repeat the second number as well. Area code 678-608-7234. Amen. And these are the numbers for you to receive, amen, to request a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. And we'll get it out to you, amen, within the next 24 hours, if not before. Amen. God willing. So we just bless God for all things and want you to know that also you can go on Facebook. Amen. You could go on Facebook under Prayer News Network. Amen. And you can hear the live recorded broadcast on Facebook as well. Amen. And to you, amen, in Radio Land, amen. If you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, you can, amen, use WhatsApp app. Amen. If I'm saying it, amen, correctly, WhatsApp app. Amen. And you could dial 678-608-7234. Amen. This is for our Blog Talk Radio listeners. If you would like to receive a copy of us, amen, with the number, amen, and we, amen, through WhatsApp app, and we'll be sure to give you a copy of the broadcast as well. So tonight we just thank God. We bless God for all things. Amen. We just thank God once again, amen, for, amen, you woman of God, amen, evangelist, amen, Rochelle Holmes, amen, for coming, amen, to us once again and declaring what thus saith the Lord. Amen. And God said his word will not go out void, but it will accomplish that for which it was sent. Somebody took hold of this word tonight and said, I'm not coming out empty-handed. Amen. So we bless God and we thank God for you. Amen. So at this time, amen, want you to continue to pray for our leaders. Amen. Continue to lift, amen, Evangelist Bradley up in prayer. Amen. She's well and doing fine, but continue to pray for her. Amen. That the Lord will continue to evermore give her strength. Let's pray for all our advisors. Amen. We're going to ask that you keep all our advisors in your prayer. And also we're asking you to continue to lift up Evangelist Bonds in our prayer. Amen. Continue to pray for Evangelist Bonds in our prayer as well. So we just bless God for all things. And at this time, woman of God, we're going to turn the platform back over to you that you may have the last saying and the blessing of the line. Then after the blessing of the line, we're going to unmute our phones and we're all going to give a corporate praise together. Amen. So back into your hands, amen, speaker of the hour. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Listen, God is so good and he's so worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, he is worthy. And I would like to tonight pray a special prayer over every person, whether they hung up, you know, or those that come. I want to pray for the body of Christ. We are living in the last days, and we are soldiers in the army of the Lord. Mm-hmm. We used to sing a song, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord, I'm a soldier in the army. If I die, let me die in the army. We used to sing that.
Mm-hmm.
We are soldier. Listen, we got to start acting like soldiers. Amen. So,
amen.
I'm not sure, but we're going to have prayer. Amen. So, Father, we thank you. We praise you, God, for who you are. We thank you for your word. Your word is life. Your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. So we thank you for that. And, Father, we pray and we confess your word over the body of Christ on this line. We pray, Father, that your people will be filled with the full, deep, and clear knowledge of your will in all spiritual things. We pray that they will live, that we will live and conduct ourselves in a manner worthy of you. We pray, Father, that we will walk uprightly and do what's pleasing in your sight, that it's you that we will please, Father, in all things, bearing fruit in every good work, steadily growing and increasing in and by the knowledge of you, Father, full and deeper and clear insight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that the body of Christ will be invigorated and strengthened with all power. In the name of Jesus, according to the might of your glory, we pray, Father God, that we will exercise every kind of endurance. Oh God, that we will endure hardness as a good soldier. We pray for patience with joy, giving thanks unto you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, that you made us, and it's not we ourselves. And we pray, God, that we will live the life that is pleasing in your sight. We delight in you on tonight, in the name of Jesus. And the same sight that you gave, spiritual sight that you gave Samson, I pray over the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will pull down strongholds. I pray that you will break every chain. I pray that you will break the thing that is binding us in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of suicide and I lose peace, God. Peace to surpass all understanding that will mount a guard over our heart and our mind. I pray for steadfastness. I pray for faith, Father God, not in the things that we see, but faith that the things that we don't see, in the name of Jesus. For it was by faith that the elders obtained a good report. So, Jesus, we pray for the body. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that we will put on love. We pray that we wouldn't fold ourselves with the bond of perfectness. No, we're not going to be perfect. Oh, God, but we will walk uprightly before you in the name of Jesus. And I pray for our visionary, Father. I pray for Evangelist Bradley. I pray for strength from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. I pray that you will break every chain. Oh, God, strengthen her. The devil is after her. Oh, yes, he is, because she is a Deborah, and she's on the front line. But I thank you for holding her up and giving her strength, God, strength in danger, seen and unseen. I thank you for favor, and we call favor from the north, the south, the east, and the west. In the name of Jesus, we pray for every elder. We pray for the advisory board. They are also on the battlefield. They're taking hits because the enemy did not want this to come forth almost a year later, and you proved yourself. The prayer changed things. You proved yourself. The yokes will be destroyed. You proved yourself. The souls will be saved in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you and we praise you, oh, God, for peace over them. We pray for our families, Father. We pray that you will hold them up in the name of Jesus. And we pray that they will hold up the bloodstained banner for our Lord, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are righteous, that they will. We will think on these things. Pray, God. I thank you for prayer. I thank you, Father, that you're constantly interceding. I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. And I don't know why, but I see you pulling down some stuff. Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Pull it down, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Pull down those self-esteem. Pull it down. Pull down hatred, pull it down. Pull down envy, pull it down. Father, just as the children of Israel, you told them they was going to get paid back. You told them that they would come out great substance. I call great substance out of everyone. I call for jobs and better jobs. I call for raises and bonuses. I call for miracle and finances. I call for debt cancellation in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, the name of the risen Christ.
Yes,
I call for salvation. I pray that not one person would be lost on this line, that they would not come out empty-handed. And, Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Father.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
And we
thank
praise you.
You.
Hallelujah. We
thank
praise you,
Lord.
God. Hallelujah. We thank you for our sister Bard. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for salvation. I thank you, Father, for Teresa. Yes, God, I don't know if there's a Teresa on the line, but I thank you for her life. I thank you that she's walking in purpose. I thank you, Father God, that she's walking in you, Father, that she will not be afraid, that she will walk in your purpose in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for pastors that are tired, that are getting weary. Strengthen them, Father. Send them help. Send them help. Send them help, God.
Yes,
let them have heirs and heirs that will hold up their arms, Father,
yes,
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And we thank you for every speaker, everyone that has availed themselves, everyone that would overcome, everyone we thank you, Father. And we thank you for blessing them. And it's in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We pray, amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Thank
God.
Amen. Man, thank God for that prayer, man. Very powerful, touching prayer. We all should feel strengthened tonight. Amen. That we could go on in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank you, woman of God, for that prayer, for covering everything and everybody. Amen. We're covered tonight under the precious blood of Jesus. Amen. Hold your head up. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Amen. So God bless you, woman of God. The last saying and amen is in your hands. The final words are in your hands.
Amen. Well, did you want to unmute and for them to come forth? Did you want that, or are we good?
Yes, if you're finished, amen. If you have no final words, we'll unmute, amen.
Yes.
So at this time, we're going to unmute, amen, the lines and our phones that we can give God a corporate praise together. Amen. Let's shout the victory. If you know you got the victory, let's shout the
all participants are unmuted.
Thank you, God.
Glory
to
God.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. In your name, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
come over.
Thank you, Lord.
But I guarantee you, if you come over, if you press star 6, that God will free you tonight.
Thank you, God. Jesus.
He knows your name.
Yes, he does.
He knows your name. He knows your name. He wants you whole tonight. He wants your mind whole. He wants peace in your mind. He doesn't want you on Prozac. He doesn't want you on those things. He wants to free you.
Thank you, man.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Whoever you are, if you take that bold step and you press star 6, I guarantee you, you will be free on tonight by faith. Nothing that I do, because the only power I have is what he gives me. But I'm telling you, I am decreeing that no battle that you have faced can burn you, and no battle that you are going through will be able to turn you. No mountain, because there have been mountains in your life. Tonight you will walk in your victory if you are willing to press it. The enemy told you don't. You don't want the people knowing your business. Pride goes before a fall. Stop letting the enemy defeat you, my friend. Amen. It's never too late. Never too late. God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you, man of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I know you. I knew you. I knew you. I knew your trials. I knew your tribulation. I knew what you would face. But I love you. I knew the things that you would do, the sins that you would commit, but I still love you. He loves us with an everlasting love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. God bless you, my sister and my brother. Amen. Amen. So if you're
Amen.
Okay, I'm okay. We going to be okay. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. We thank God for you. We want to cover you before we get off the phone. Father God, we thank you for your woman servant. We thank you for your messenger tonight. Father God, we pray that you will continue to bless her, strengthen her. Father God, continue to order her steps in your word. Bless her going out. Bless her coming in. Oh, Father God, everything that she does to set out to do, we pray, oh God, blessings upon it. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless her home, bless her family. Bless her ministry. Oh, God, you do these things for her and for us, and we'll give your name the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we count it done. Amen and thank God. Amen. God
Amen.
Bless you, people of God.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Welcome. Thank God for you. We appreciate you unveiling yourself. Amen. And coming and delivering the word of God to us this night.
God
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen. So, people of God, amen. Until tomorrow night, amen, 9 p.m., we'll see you then. Remember the word of God. Don't come out empty-handed. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Until tomorrow night, God bless you.
Amen.
This is your word that you've been waiting for all night. Job and well. How many know that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all you can help that. Woo! Upon into the power that worketh tonight.
Hallelujah. How many believe it tonight?
Somebody turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, you faithful. Tell somebody else, you faithful.
Y'all ready?
All you could ask for me, the power that was within you. God is able to do what he said he will do. He brought out all hell and every promise to you. Don't give up on God, cause he won't give up on you. He's able.
How many believe in God? Thank you, Jesus. Come on, y'all. He's got to help me sing. I believe it tonight.
anybody ever wanted to throw in the towel? Anybody know God to be able? Don't give a song, God, but he won't give up on the earth. He's able.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.